Good morning. Yesterday, the Chafetz Chaim had told us how dangerous it is for us to insult somebody's intelligence and how easy it is for that to become overt Lashon Hara. So today, the Chafetz Chaim continues and he says, look, now I'm going to explain what I said before, that when it comes to a person's physical strength, in other words, telling other people that he is, by definition, a weakling. So a person has to be careful about that as well. And he says it depends. If he could go ahead and have that strength, that statement, he's a weakling, induce a sense of something bad to the one about whom you're speaking. Look, he runs a moving company, and you walk around saying the guy can't lift anything. That's going to hurt his business. And of course, that's part of Lashon Hara. Similarly, if you say about somebody, hey, that guy can't rub two nickels together, right? And you're speaking in the neighborhood, so people are going to walk around and they're going to hurt him in his shidduchim. They may not be able to give him a loan to get a business off the ground. They won't extend credit to him. Of course, that's going to cause a tremendous amount of damage. And of course, such a person who tells that about somebody, that he's a weakling, that he can't rub nickels together, that's certainly going to be within the realm of Lashon Hara. And so therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, V'alakol tzarech ha'isha nilbav lo'asum einav, kivan she'ena machavin l'toweles, bevadei tzarech lizar ma'od. Since before you go ahead and speak this way, you have to understand, you have to be very careful when you're talking. And it's almost impossible that speaking about a person's financial status or a person's physical prowess, it's almost impossible that there will not be a negative effect. And so still you have to speak because there's a purpose. We'll see when and where and under what circumstances you're allowed to go ahead and provide that information. You also have to know that there's another rule in regard to Lashon Hara. And what is that? It depends who the person is, right? If a person speaks about two people, right, and one of them he's speaking is praise, and another person, he's going to go ahead and be speaking Lashon Hara. You say the same thing to different people, and it can cause a problem. If I walk around and I say to people, I know somebody, he doesn't have any problem with Parnassa. He can learn 3 to 4 hours a day. So wow, look at that guy. He learns 3-4 hours a day. Right? If I say that about a person who's supposed to be learning 24 hours a day in the Kollel, and I say he shows up to first Seder, I'm putting him down. But if I say that somebody who's working in business, do you know that guy learns 3-4 hours a day? Wow! In such a situation, it's a big praise. You say, oh, look, this guy, he spends $50 on Shabbos. To say this guy spends $50 on Shabbos in a community where he has a tremendous amount of means, what's he spending the rest of his money on, right? And he's eating out every single night of the week, and every supper when he goes to the restaurant costs him $300, and he spends $50 on Shabbos. That's a negative. On the other hand, if a guy is, an individual who lives on $4 meals, right, $10 meals, and on Shabbos his meals are $50, that's a positive. And so the difference is, of course, what you mean, how you speak. Sometimes the Lashon Hara depends about whom you're speaking. And so the same phrase can be a positive or a negative. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim wants us to understand. He says, Yizar achi, be very careful, my friend. Shal yata uscha yitzalom mar halo amru chazal komad alachasani lechavach halo sabit. Don't turn around and say what they say about you. Don't do to your friend a mistake and say, well, look, if I would say about myself that I learn 3 hours or 4 hours a day, wow, I'd be so happy if somebody would say that. Or, I give, $1,000 a year to tzedakah, I'd be so happy I don't have $1,000 to my name. But you have to understand, the Gemara is not trying to tell us for you to look at your own bank book. What you have to consider is if you were in his shoes, right? That's what you have to consider. If you had a person who you didn't have a financial care in the world, and all you had to do was mitzvahs and learn Torah, and they said, yeah, you do that 3-4 hours a day, would you be okay with somebody talking about you that way? If you are, matov u'manoim, right? But most of us wouldn't. Because most of us would want it to be said about us that we're maximizing our time in life. So please, be very careful when you're thinking about what you're saying about somebody else. don't only consider the fact that there are certain objective measures that could be problematic almost all the time, but also even subjective measures. Think about the person about whom you're speaking. Is it going to be interpreted in a negative light? If the answer is yes, what you don't want said negative about you, think about how it's going to be perceived by somebody else. If we do so, we can make every day a great day.